for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist, Sugar Ray here tonight.
How funny is that?
Good evening.
What's going on, Los Angeles?
Craig, a.k.a. DJ Homicide, is here along with Mark McGrath. And
it's good to see you guys again, man. It's great to be back here. Thank you.
You guys look healthy.
Yeah, everybody looks healthy and fine.
You guys are in such a great mood.
I know.
It makes me suspicious.
Why are you guys in a bad mood? You got a great job.
We're in a medium mood, aren't we?
We're just happy to get back on K-Rock. No, we're excited.
It's the excitement that bothers us.
Yeah, K-Rock.
See, Adam barely has a pulse. See.
Hey, that's true.
With somebody that's excited.
He was on his phone. He's like, another show.
I like to think of myself as just a cat that just woke up from a nap, and a three-year-old has run into the room and it wants to chase the cat's tail, and I'm just sort of wanting...
You want to get in the other room so bad.
I want to get up on the refrigerator.
Yeah, here you.
That's what I need. I need my. Where's my symbolic refrigerator to climb
we
on
that
top
with
of?
Pussy.
Right there. Over there.
Where is it, Drew?
On top of the equipment there. Just head on up there.
Oh, shut up.
Stop licking yourself.
Sugar Ray, we're going to hear something off the Medium new CD in the Pursuit of Leisure. I think we're going to hear two songs.
I think you are, too.
By the way.
Yeah.
Let's just bum everybody out and play like two, man.
Yeah.
Now, we may play more.
We may. Maybe
we'll
that kind
play,
of show.
We'll play whatever you want in the first hour, and then whatever you want in the second hour. And then the third hour, I'm going to pick the song, because I'll be in my car.
We exactly. love that.
Yeah. And now, Mark, did you get a tat removed?
I did, dude. I got a tattoo on my neck.
Right.
And I've learned that, don't let Jack Daniels pick out your tattoos, especially when you're going through the neck. You know, your arms is cool and all that. When you go to the neck, it's a little different. You know?
We went together, man. It was like after a Christmas show, man.
Yeah,
we just had a couple drinks and ended up with neck ink.
Is that how long has that been laser?
This has been like two applications. You know, it's like it looks like meatloaf, but it's supposed to be the Virgin Mary, so it's kind of a bummer. And it's leaving now, but it's going away. I mean,
it works.
I know why they put tattoo parlors by bars. I've learned that hard way after 50 tattoos.
All loaded.
So it wasn't that hard. I thought I could handle it, and I couldn't do it.
You know, it broke it up nicely,
it
though.
It did that. It's kind of kooky.
No, I just mean, like, back in the day, they'd remove your tattoo by removing the chunk of skin that the tattoo was on, which didn't seem to make sense, and then you just had this huge keloid scar, and it was like,
it
looks like someone took six pieces of silly putty and mashed them where your old naval ship used to be.
It's
and
cool.
It's like, it's more distracting now. I liked you with the tattoo. Now it looks like you've been in a fire. But this broke it up pretty nice.
These lasers are pretty accurate, you know, and the bloodstream takes the ink away, like the longer it goes. So it can pretty much be 100% gone, but it's a lesson to the kids out there.
So now you can put another one on there.
Yes, I do. I'm cleaning
it
up.
You just keep getting them taken off until you get it right.
Now. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's kind of interesting.
I don't like this one.
And what's it do? Goes into you? Do you pee it out?
The laser?
Do you remove it? No, not the laser. I'm talking about the ink.
The ink.
Breaks up.
Goes in the blood.
It's metabolized, probably broken down into primary chemicals sometimes, put out metabolized through the liver and put out in the pee,
Oh, man. Yeah. So I wonder if the ocean is in the pee. Full of lost tattoos now.
Is that a definition of a golden shower?
No.
All right, here we go.
All right, you guys want to take some calls?
Sure, why not?
Why not? Let's talk to Lindsay.
Hello?
You're 16?
Yes, sir.
What's up, Lindsay?
A couple of days ago, my boyfriend, we had sex, but it wasn't like all the way, and he usually pearls a lot.
He what?
He usually pearls a lot.
Jizzes?
Huh?
What was that?
He pearls.
Ejaculates?
Yeah.
Pearls?
Oh, that's a new slang.
Are the kids saying that in the school now?
Wait a minute. Is that something that happens before?
I thought you could only do that on a surfboard.
Wait a minute. Is that something he does before he ejaculates?
Yes.
So little pearls emerge.
No. Wait a minute.
Is he Jake the Jeweler?
You got to pearl or ejaculate. You can't do both.
Yeah, no, pearl becomes before ejaculation.
I'm kidding.
I know that now, and I'm like 32.
I never heard of this term before.
Wait a minute. Lindsay, clarify this.
A pearl is defined before you ejaculate.
There you go.
And it's just a guy who's got a bad gasket, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's strange.
It's the pre.
Right. I see. Now they call it pearling because it breaks it up.
It's kind of clear.
Where's the David Unger vomit sound effect?
Lindsay?
Yeah?
Drew, do you ever think anything's going to come because you asked for it?
Yeah, really. I did not expect it.
He's not even here. What are you guys talking about?
Lindsay?
Yeah.
All right, so...
Wait, is pearling a full load or is that just like pre-cum?
Pre-cum.
Oh, yeah. Pre-cum. Story of my life.
Right.
It's the prequel.
That's what we call it now.
That's what everyone's calling it.
Okay.
Write that down. I'm writing it down.
Well, I think it's obvious that you could become pregnant for that, right?
I don't know. That's what I was calling for.
If we had the pearl necklace back in our day, though.
What happened to that?
I think that's where it came from.
Oh, yeah.
That's a full load, though.
Yeah.
Like, true, true.
Good times. Disgusting.
I'm sorry. I got to live, too.
It's obvious that you could, Lindsay. I think you're sort of making this question up because it's like you're making a point of saying he has a large amount of semen there and he puts it inside you. Could I get pregnant? Well, let me stretch my imagination. Yeah, you could. So, but it's worth making the point that anytime anyone puts a penis in the vagina, there's a potential for pregnancy. You ought to take that morning after pill if you've done that unprotected.
Amen.
All right.
Okay. So could I take the morning after pill?
Yes.
Yeah, you can do that too.
No,
it was a week ago, right?
Yeah.
No.
All right, Lindsay. Hey,
she's good though. She got in. She got some questions. We're all confused.
Yeah.
I think she actually intended to expose us to that new term.
Is that why you're not wearing
pants? I'm using that every day.
Me too.
It's over. It's a wrap.
All right, Lindsay.
Pearl tonight.
Hey, babe, I got a pearl of wisdom right down here. Going to need you to.
Earl the Pearl.
I got a new line.
Nicole?
Yes.
Hey, what's going on? You're 16.
Yeah, I've only been with two guys, and neither one of them could get me to orgasm during intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
You got and a long people, life in front of you.
Yep. All right.
People, like, I've talked to people about it, and they tell me to relax, and I'm totally relaxed when I'm with my boyfriend, and I just don't understand what's going on.
So you have a full-time boyfriend now?
Yes.
A regular boyfriend? Just,
on the weekends? Can I be a little personal?
Yeah.
Dr. Drew, do you ever pleasure yourself?
Yeah.
Are you able to achieve orgasm in that way?
Yes.
So you definitely have the possibility. Dr. Drew, help me out.
I'm not sure I'm clear what she said. So she's having trouble having orgasm during intercourse?
Yes.
Okay, that will always be the case.
Yeah.
Very few women actually orgasm during intercourse.
None.
What?
No,
none.
If you're the
chicken Ohio last week, dude. You
yeah, I mean, some
no,
do,
if you're a human jackhammer, I mean,
no,
works.
No, it doesn't necessarily. Some women
Someone's been lying to me.
There's that.
There's a lot of pressure when the band's there.
Yeah,
I mean,
I know.
They're
man.
Performers. You do a little performing.
No, we're good. Yeah. We're good. We know.
Mirrors, staring at myself, grabbing my boobs.
Over half women do not have orgasm during intercourse.
No
kidding.
They
have it only with direct stimulation or oral sex.
So she's never capable of doing that?
She may not be. She would have to have direct stimulation like oral sex.
She's 16, though, Dr. Drew.
And most 16-year-olds don't have orgasms at all, but she's ahead of the curve that way. She's able to have...
Well, most 16-year-olds don't know what they like either, right?
Most 16-year-old women are different biologically than 16-year-old males. The whole sexual system isn't even coming online yet, really, and they have to sort of get connected to it in an emotional way, many of them, in order to have a sexual experience,
which they're not capable of doing either.
It's just not not wired.
Can she communicate with him and like tell him what she likes and how these guys go after it?
Looking at his Nikes. She's not caring about his mental.
But this guy's got like a Volcom shirt on. He's like,
she's in.
That'd be the right thing to do.
Hey, Nicole.
Yeah.
Hey, you're fine.
Yeah. Okay.
you're having orgasms. It's just not when through intercourse, right?
Yeah.
All right.
And that's normal.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
All right. Okay. You're good.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
Do you ever fake one?
Huh? On occasion.
Only with Mark.
You're ahead of everybody.
Come on.
Smart.
You got to be at least 17.
She's got to be older than 16. She knows it all.
You know, I think a woman, if she faked it good enough, might be able to sort of fake herself out a little bit too. Like,
do we care though? Anyway,
no. You know what I'm saying? Really cool is when a guy fakes it to get out of there.
Really, watch.
You got a rubber on. You're just like,
Sports Center's on.
You're like, all right, Denzel.
What's that?
I just think, like, you know, you can think you're hypnotized sometimes if you try hard enough, even when you're really not. You know what I'm saying?
It's a physiological thing, though, Adam. It's not necessarily, it's not really mental.
Tell him, Mark.
I will,
Dr. McGrann.
Yes, sir. He's not only a rock star,
Kevin.
Legend is online.
Mark,
what's up?
Kevin, I mean.
Oh, yes. I want to say, Sugar Ray, you guys are pimps.
Oh, thank you.
And Dr. Drew, you're totally awesome.
He is awesome.
I agree. Really
what's up, Kevin?
And hi, Drew. How are you doing?
Good.
I mean, not Drew. Adam.
Double Drew. Right. Hey, Kevin, you're pretty cool, too, dude. You're a pimp as well.
Thank you. Adam, I think you just should totally run for California. I used to live there in Corona. And my question is...
Corona. Schwarzenegger now.
Corona. Yeah.
All right. What's up?
I want to know, Sugar Ray, how did you guys get together?
You know what? We were friends first down in Newport Beach, California. decided to start a band 15 years ago, and here we are. You know, it's basically guys got together for the love of music, and we're fortunate enough to still be playing today.
You know, Mo, I will always remember for you guys.
It's actually kind of cool. Okay, cool.
Because my wife grew up in Newport, and I've spent a lot of time there.
Indeed.
A lot of connection.
And we were at the Irvine Meadows, I think the first time you were on stage there or something.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Weenie Rose?
Yeah. And it was sort of weird for you guys. You're like, boy, here we are. You know, this is where we grew up around this, and here we are.
That was our 80s amphitheater. Yeah. You know, we saw Heart, Echo and the Bunnymen, Psycho Like Furs, and others.
Yeah,
you know?
I remember you saying to one of them, oh, my God, this is like, and yet you already were a big band at that point, yet this was a meaningful moment.
Oh, the good old days.
You got to stop and smell the flowers. We've been really lucky. But speaking of governor, do you know Jack Grisham from TSOL is running for governor?
Oh, really?
Adam Carolla is running for governor.
I knew that as well.
No.
Well, he's got to get the signatures together.
Yeah, well, you know, I saw the guys running around the Grove today looking for signatures for Adam. But no, but Jack Grisham, he's got my vote.
All right.
Well, applause, dude.
From TSOL, you know him.
I'm sure. He was in here, guys. He was really cool. You guys liked him.
So vote for him, Jack Grisham, for governor, California.
Where's that guy at?
That's,
is that a fart or a clap?
Engineer Anderson.
It's a flap.
Back at Westwood, too.
I think I know that chick.
How about we hear something from Sugar Ray?
Yeah.
All right, how about it?
Yeah. You know, remember the other night I was complaining about the no good music on the radio? And I said, so I hear some Elvis Costello and some Joe Jackson, some John Hyde, and some
good
of that.
Good segue, man. I like that.
They're covering old Joe Jackson songs.
Nice.
And let me tell you this about Joe Jackson. People got started with Joe Jackson. They picked up with his career in the mid-80s, but they forget about Look Sharp and I'm the Man and his first couple albums in the early 80s, late 79, 80, 81 in there. Great, great stuff.
Yeah.
And this is a great song off of one of those albums.
Right on.
Thank you very much.
doing a classic Joe Jackson.
That is song. A classic, isn't it?
Oh, is that, you know, that song technically will be 25 years old in probably 6 or 8 months.
Technically? What do you mean technically?
Well, I just mean it did come out, as Mark was pointing out. It was like it came out in like 79. I mean,
Look Sharp, the album came out.
Yeah, the album came out in 79. That song got a little popular a few years later. And then it kind of hung around and kicked around a little.
For
so it feels like a mid-80s.
It feels like a mid-80s
kind of stayed at recurrent status the entire 80s, if you will.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
If
so
you will.
I will. That song was probably recorded about 25 years ago.
Wow.
Indeed.
That's amazing.
Off the charts, but still in our hearts.
No doubt. My dad always says that.
All right,
where I got it from.
Let's see if we can squeeze a few more calls in here. Jessica?
Yeah.
You're 23?
Yeah.
What's up?
I want to ask Dr. Drew if he knew much about EMDR treatment for PTSD.
I don't know much about it, but I know that there's a lot of excitement about it and a lot of people are using it.
Okay.
I don't know enough even to tell you whether you should or shouldn't do it or who should or should be doing it to you. I know that people I respect greatly think it's an okay thing.
Are you down with OPP?
EMDR is post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah, what is that?
Were you sexually abused or something growing up?
Yeah,
sexual abuse history.
My bad, sorry.
And EMDR is this peculiar way of using eye movements. It's almost like a hypnosis.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah.
That works?
It apparently does. It's a certain technique they use, and particularly for post-traumatic stress.
It brings up the event?
Well, it's sort of, the thinking is that it reprograms the brain a little bit.
Maybe the guy who did that abused
the
person.
So it's like a reset button.
It's a reset button of sorts. I'll tell you, I have greater confidence.
Garbage disposal.
Jessica, greater confidence with it, phobias. You know, if you like can't get on a plane, things like that. I found that really works. But it doesn't hurt, at least, with the kinds of things you're dealing with. I personally believe that real intensive, long-term interpersonal therapy is what, you know, intersubjective experiences and psychotherapy is what's necessary for
you. What happened to you?
I don't remember too much of it. I was molested before I was like 8. I just remember little bits and pieces. And then I had an episode when I was a teenager. Somebody was touching me in my sleep, and I'd wake up, and stuff was going on with me, but I don't know who was doing it, so...
You don't know who was touching you when you were a teenager?
Yeah, allegedly it was my father, but I didn't have any way to prove it, so I don't know.
You'd wake up and the person would have vanished as you woke up?
Yeah, my door would be open. He'd be like the only one home, so I'm guessing it was him. But I'd have my boxers pulled aside and wake up from a funky dream, or I'd have stuff on my face. That kind of...
What was on your face?
Okay, I think, you know...
Do you really want to?
I just like hearing it.
Pearl, dude, Pearl.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you a Laker fan?
Wait a minute.
This isn't fitting together for me, by the way.
No, me neither.
Why? What parts do you understand?
The feeling, I get.
Yeah. Really?
He's done a lot of shows, Mark.
You guys act like you do this every night.
you don't give us the feeling that most of our callers who've been abused give us.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I don't know who makes up waking up with stuff on their face and just seeing the back of their dad's in the room.
Yeah. If made it up.
If you're going to do that to your daughter, you don't want to leave evidence. You don't want to leave,
else.
Like, you know,
in the state of DNA,
clam chowder on her face.
All right.
Jessica?
Yeah.
You guys are all class.
I don't therapy.
School on Saturday.
Yeah, it's fine. Keep looking into things. That's fine. But I wonder if the sexual abuse issue is going to be as central as
listen, everybody lock their door. Lock your bedroom door.
Yeah, it's supposed to be your dad, bowl, man. Yeah. Your dad's supposed to come in and tuck you in, man.
They probably got the key anyway.
My dad, if he could have got to me while I was asleep, he would have done the same thing, and he told me so. And you know what? I respected him for saying that. Because he looked me in the eye when he said it.
One of the eyes. It was clothing. It was closed.
All right. Woo! Don't start these guys on fart humor. Stop.
That's Mark's thing.
Like I'm the first guy.
Amy?
Yeah.
You're 23?
Yeah.
What's up?
I want to know how effective the pill is.
Nearly 100%.
Well, yeah, but isn't there like an instance where like it just doesn't work on someone?
Well, Dr. Drew,
that would be the nearly part.
What if they don't take it in the perfect time every day?
Like that may affect it, but really the pill taken close to the same time every day is essentially 100%.
What if you miss a day?
Yeah, you'd have a... Then you should use a second barrier the rest of the month.
But I think a lot of girls miss a day.
Well, then they should use the patch or the shot or something else where that isn't so likely to happen.
The 5-year shot?
That's a lot of stuff.
No, no, just the patches there once a week or the 3-month shot. But
you
the fact
shot,
is,
yeah, patches.
You're basically more likely to win the lottery than to get pregnant on the pill.
I have a question, Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
What about this pill that they invented for the guys?
Yeah, it's coming. And I've been hearing it's going to
no
come any day.
It's pearling.
You'll still be coming when it comes out.
Does it like dilute the pearl? I mean,
it deactivates the pearl.
Yeah, boy,
it's kind of like kryptonite.
Is that it?
Spent uranium.
What do you mean? Is that it? What do you mean?
Oh,
is that
my
it?
God.
It just takes away the pearl and not the finale.
The pill? This girl started some new.
The male pill will make sperm unable to.
The clam does not have the pearl.
Back to clam chowder.
Make it so the sperm like can't get the egg, can't penetrate the egg, or not enough sperm around.
Right.
One or the other. Ones.
Right. All right. Amy?
Yeah.
Listen, stop being so neurotic. Just take the pill, all right?
Well, I am on the pill.
Oh, okay.
All right, you're good.
Are you
going to
get pregnant?
Okay, well.
She's just making sure.
We stopped using condoms, and so I was like, just kind of struck my mind. He's like, well, call Dr. Drew. And
all right. Tell him you're good. You're good. You're on your second month of pill?
Excuse me?
You're on your second month, second go-round at least?
I'm on my third year.
You're fine. You're good.
She doesn't
good,
watch out for the other stuff.
Just take it proper. That's you're good. You got to watch out for STDs still, but same boyfriend, I assume. And
watch out. No barebacking. Can't trust anybody.
If you miss a pill, if you miss a day, is you really screwed for the month?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Mark takes them,
no longer, high school, 88.
You no longer have that nearly 100%. You're now on like 99%.
Yeah,
something.
I mean, you're still way up there, very effective,
and they have to double up, and they're still very effective. But the recommendation is you use a second bear the rest of that month.
All right. Craig and Mark both here from Sugar Ray.
Yes, sir.
We'll take ourselves a quick break, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Sugar Ray here. We got Mark and Craig here from the band.
Woo! Very excited to be here, man.
We're excited to have you.
It's going good.
Hear something else off the new CD, In the Pursuit of Leisure, in the 11 o'clock hour. And if you want to know anything about Sugar Ray, you can just go to their website, www.sugarray.com. Oh, there's two R's there, yeah. Oh, because it's pushed again.
Right.
All right, I'm hip. Two R's.
Mm-hmm. Figured it out
one
real
word.
Quick.
All right. Where are we going here, Drew? You got a call you want to take?
There you go, six.
All right. Eric?
Hey.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I've been with the same girl for about a year now, and our sex life has been really good. Like, there's never been any problems up until about the last 3 weeks. Before we have sex, whenever we're doing our foreplay and everything, everything's fine. And then whenever I get inside her, for about 2 minutes or so, and then all of a sudden I just go soft. I don't ejaculate, I just go soft.
Mm. Yeah.
It's not that cool for her.
Do you get it back?
Sometimes, but these last 3 weeks, it's like, no, it hasn't.
Are you on medication?
No, none at all.
You been tired or stressed or anything?
Yeah, I work a lot.
You guys had any problem in your relationship?
No, it's probably been the best it's ever been recently.
How often are you having sex?
Huh?
How often are you having sex?
Probably once every other day or so.
Uh-huh. Did you slam your penis in a cab door? That happened to me once. I didn't know what the problem was.
That's never happened to me, so I can't comment.
Pearls start coming out of the shaft. That's
red
when I knew
pearl.
There was trouble.
Baby Jesus says,
red pearl.
The rare and the coveted red pearl came out. Yes, and it came out the side of the shaft. That's the part.
That's bad.
That's when I knew.
That was a good movie, man.
Opening new holes and losing friends.
All right, so Eric. Yeah.
Maybe you ought to back off on the frequency. A little time in between.
It's like he's 19.
Yeah, but he's going soft. Maybe it's too much.
That's his problem.
Is he tired? He's stressed.
Is he wearing condoms?
Another good question.
No, she's on birth control.
Uh huh. And why do you think you're going soft?
I don't know. I kind of thought it was a little bit towards stress. I mean,
That's supposed to relieve your stress, bro.
What about lubrication? Is she a little over lubricated down there?
She doesn't have a problem with that.
And I'm just saying, sometimes. You know, it's a real fine line between too dry and too
and Viagra.
Wet. Yeah,
drywall's weak.
How about some Viagra? He's old enough.
No.
Come on, it's fun for everybody.
What about that?
A couple beers.
Red Bull and Viagra, you'll be straight, dude.
Yeah, really, dude. this is, Drew will tell you no, I'll tell you yes.
He needs to just pay attention to his own. pace himself, get enough rest.
All right. Drew doesn't believe you, by the way.
I don't either. You're 19.
It's a bogus call.
I mean, unless you're...
Maybe he's sick of the, you know, same old.
I wish it didn't happen. I'm not joking. I'm completely serious, and that's my problem. Because I...
You're watching American Idol too much.
All right,
American Idol. Ugh.
I'm sorry.
Ever had this problem with anybody else ever before?
No. Never. Ooh. Never had this problem.
You didn't answer Craig's question about the relationship. How's it going?
It's going great. I mean, we had problems like early on, but it's never been better.
What was that problem?
The problem before is just she lied a lot at the beginning.
Cheater? She cheat?
No, she never cheated.
We've all been there, bro.
She's a BSer, pretty much.
Yeah, I know. Right. I think I know her.
Listen, if a chick doesn't cheat, who cares if they lie?
Well,
we're not even listening.
God, I love you, Adam.
Well,
it doesn't matter, does it?
I wonder if maybe they're getting too intimate and that's freaking him out.
Yeah, that's always a problem.
Like he's thinking about the ring.
He's just feeling overwhelmed.
Around his collar?
All right.
If it's true, which I... Why do I...
Hey, you know why? Because he has a flat affect.
Yeah.
He has an affect.
Yeah.
But there are people who aren't lying. Yeah. They just don't have a... Well, you don't have a personality. Yeah. You should know.
He's giving her the elephant nose. It's like...
But, Drew, you were born without one, and I think these people lost theirs in a war or something, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Drew rules.
No, he's great.
He's loving it.
Imagine if he had a personality, is all I'm saying. I mean, think how much better he would be.
He's a good guy.
No, he's cool. Good people.
You know,
he's like actually
people.
Cool. We're trying to be cool. He is cool.
There you go.
Now it's getting condescending.
It's getting
now,
weird. Let's get off Drew.
Like, it's getting weird. I'm telling you.
This is what you do when you find out someone's got cancer and they haven't been told yet. Uh-huh. Hey, Drew, you're number one. Yeah, buddy. Really. Hey, pick a call. You got a call
Drew
you want?
In the
hey. Hey, whatever. Oh, yeah, we got to hear that. You guys would love that.
Let's hear something.
Drew made a crank yanker right. call.
What?
Yes.
It's so unlike you.
Yeah, but this is very unlike
you. You got no class, Drew.
Very unlike me. No,
we all have our wild side.
We have to get the preamble. That I have to leave the room when you do this.
Drew gets embarrassed.
I can't stand this.
He gets embarrassed.
These were instructions from Mr. Kroll and his writer.
Drew wanted to do a call on our crank yanker show, and so I came up with this idea about...
I'm leaving the room. You guys got
What's crank yanker? I'm like...
It's a puppet show.
It's a show on Comedy Central.
I really don't watch a lot of TV.
It's all right. This is Drew.
Really good. It's
this is
show.
Him Unless calling one right. of our. What I did. So what I did is
he really left.
We got. I know.
He's gone. He's out of the studio. He's driving home.
We're not going to hear the call. I just want to get the Drew out of the room.
Okay,
all right. Let's turn it up, man.
Now this is us calling one of our listeners whose number we got the night before, telling him that we're trying to get the show back on MTV. If Drew could just hip it up a little, so, Anderson. Yeah, you got it.
Hello.
Hey, is Bowen?
Okay, hold on.
All right.
Hello?
Bo, this is Adam Carolla.
Hi.
You know the show Loveline, right?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, good. Are you in a room that's quiet where we can talk a little bit?
Well, I can go where I jack off.
Yeah, go where you jack off. Yeah, go where you jack off.
All right.
There All right, okay. you there?
We're in the
is this
barn.
My house?
Yeah. Okay.
So, Bo, what we're doing here is we're putting together a tape for MTV because we're trying to get the show back on the air.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
And we're going to have Drew kind of hip it up a little, be a little more urban, okay?
Dr. Drew in the hizzy.
Hell yeah.
All right, so let's just take it like a regular Loveline call, and we'll just start at the beginning. Bo, all right. 18, you're on Loveline. What's your problem?
Well, the problem is I have no sex life.
But why ain't you got no play, playa?
I don't know.
So you ain't hitting the skins.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
You yeah. undoubtedly are looking to get the throbbing guzzle. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel ya.
In the meantime, you're sitting in the hizzy by yourself, thinking about a little Areolapalooza action. In the meantime, your dong ain't doing shit. We heard when the call picked up. You got all those shorties running around there. You got to get out there and get your bitch spunk drunk. You feeling me? Your church. You feeling me?
Yeah, I hear you.
If you had a hizzy, you'd be out of the house. I'm telling you, nigga, that it would put you into the mode where you would have no problem to get that freaky shit going. 24/7 flowing semen here in your house, in your hizzy, for chizzy.
Go with the flow. Don't talk the way you want to.
So I don't have to use all that freaky tore up the ass, Areolapalooza, Muffio Tang, throbbing guzzle crap in the ass shit, right?
Fuck them. Be yourself. Who gives a shit what they want?
Look, motherfucker, I'm telling you, don't be a player hater, because when you tap her in the ass, you ain't going to be interested in pistol rubbing no more, and the digit is dizzle, and in the hizzy for chizzy is going to be great on the QT for real.
Stay fresh, nigga.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Peace out.
Stay fresh, nigga. He said
I don't know what to say, man.
Oh, man.
Did you really do that?
We were holding up.
He's using hard R's too on some of those words.
No, he wasn't.
House.
I use those.
We were holding up Mark's a lot boards all around.
Where did you learn all that?
You know
man?
What? Thank you.
Where did you learn
Thank
all
you
that?
For that. I mean, really, that was extremely enjoyable and fun.
That's my main mayonnaise.
That was our crack staff.
Mayonnaise. Dr. Drew, man, well done.
Yeah, strong, right?
Strong.
He just
fierce. Clever. Actually, I can see you getting into it. It's like your sort of inner you.
Now, but he has some real, like the Areola Palooza. I'm using that.
Yeah, that's a
Thank
good one.
Thank you very much.
I like the throb and guzzle, too.
I like that. What was the crap in the ass thing?
Mafio Tang.
There was, like, crap back in the ass.
It's all downhill after Areola Palooza, dude.
I'm hard.
I think he was freestyling a little with the crap in the ass part.
Do you watch Rap City?
No.
You learned a lot
of
stuff.
Big in the house. Dr. Drew, I love you.
Jenna? What's up?
Areola Palooza.
I was hoping to get a little advice.
All right.
What's up?
I have been in the same relationship for 8 years, and we've actually been married for 2 years. And
what are you so angry about?
Problem.
What's making you so angry?
Me?
No, Jenna.
No, I'm making her angry.
Mark's making her angry.
See?
I basically, for the last year and a half or so, I've had very little interest in him.
Yeah.
It started out sexually that I was completely bored.
Are you angry at him? Yes. Okay.
Sometimes I am.
Why?
Now. I mean,
why are you angry?
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess because I've put up with so much, and
what have you put up with?
He's had problems. I mean,
Jenna, you understand? We don't know you.
I don't give a rat's ass.
Whatever.
I don't care. It's like. Why are you angry? Why?
Because we love you.
She's hurting.
Because he does stuff. What kind of stuff?
Things I've had to put up with.
Yeah. Listen, this show's only 2 goddamn hours. Where was she?
4.
All right. Now I'm angry.
But you guys got harsh.
Well, no.
It's not the same like it used to be, man.
This girl's hurting.
Adam starts to become abusive to people that have a long history of abuse.
That's right.
It evokes abuse from him.
What I like to do.
So he contributes.
So we can always tell a diagnostic of what's going on by Adam's behavior.
I'm the last kid on the dog pile on the schoolyard. You know, I'm the kid
that
gets running. Yeah.
The last bully.
Right when the guy on the bottom is starting to.
Breaks his collarbone.
The guy's giving that I'm serious call. You know, the guy, I'm serious, right? Like, I'm the last guy to hit right during that. And it takes a while for the I'm serious to make it up through the pile.
Right.
I can't breathe, dude. I'm serious. He's serious. I think he's serious. But it hasn't made to the top yet, and that's when I get my last dive.
I love
it. I know 10 of those guys.
No kidding.
I'm serious. Jenna?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, baby doll. So you're angry, and you're angry at him, and why specifically?
I guess
what is it that you put up with?
Yeah, what happened?
What did you put up with?
Just terrible behavior, you know, like childish behavior. I think, you know.
All right.
What, watching football all day or scamming on your best friend?
No, he hung up on her.
No, I put her back on hold because I'm going to come back, and she has to give us a specific thing.
Right.
An example. Not he's inconsiderate or he's childish. I need a good one.
Me too.
Right, let's do it. Let's get her.
I need a dropped a pearl in my margarita.
Yeah. Pearl margarita.
Jenna.
Permita.
That's going to be next hit right there, gentlemen.
Hey, man, I'm writing now.
Pearl Jenna.
Yeah.
All right, specific example, and go.
All right. I'll give up on that. I think that the most part, I'm mad at myself, I guess, for settling. For him.
Ooh. She didn't listen.
But the point is, all right, look, so you have a long history of chaos in your relationships, right?
Yeah.
Long history, way back.
Yeah.
Were you beaten or abused or anything growing up?
Not growing up, like past relationships, yeah, but okay, I know now not to tolerate that.
Where's your dad? You hate your dad? You must.
Don't hate him, but don't really like him.
All right, that's fair enough.
Maybe she got married too early.
No, she's got a long history of neglect.
She's angry.
And, you know,
they're getting it. They're digging it.
You don't have any kids, do you?
Yeah, I do. That's what makes this hard.
Really? You're going to ruin them with all that anger.
Yeah.
I know. That. See, I want to leave him. And
you know what? The anger's going with you, though. You have to leave your husband. It may not be so stirred without him there.
The first bag you pack is your anger bag, right, Drew? high five. I like when Drew does that.
Or doesn't do it.
That's my new thing now.
I'm into it. Forced high five.
Watch, I got it. True, you're jug man, right? Like the big cans.
Oh, yeah.
You broke your cherry.
That's nice. Jenna?
Yeah.
All right, so how about a little therapy for you because you're so angry and all that stuff.
If you were to leave him now, you'd just find another abusive a-hole to hook up with.
Well, see, what I want right now is to just to be alone and kind of try and find myself. And
I know, but you won't find her by yourself. You need some treatment for what
you need to take
through.
A big swim in Lake You.
Yeah. That's right. Well. That's right.
That's kind of
what
I feel.
Or get swam in.
Leave your angry duffel bag on the shores of Lake U.
You need to choose to be less angry. Oh, please.
That's right.
All right, look. You need to get some help with this. If you leave him, that's fine, whatever. But you're not going to change things, and you're going to choose another guy that has a similar kind of background, or you're going to go for boy toys and have non-relationships.
Yes.
Whatever it is going to end up with the same basic emotional context. And you need some help with this. And if you're going to raise your son to be emotionally healthy, you're going to need to be more emotionally healthy.
Oh, it's a son?
Yeah. How do you know it's a son?
It says on the screen.
Oh, I'm kidding.
I got the whole break computer down thing.
All right, I'll be over here.
Because the girls, girls are great. They become strippers and porn. They keep it real.
Girls turn 18 every day.
Yeah, but the sons get angry and start beating people up.
Yeah, they do.
That's right.
Because your mom's a stripper.
All right, Jenna.
Cool. Yeah.
All right. Good times.
Sweaty balls.
All right. I'm going to go take a leak in Lake U. You guys want to come?
No.
I'm going to take a leak in Lake Me.
You don't want to do that either.
I'll go number two in,
number
in Lake,
two.
Lake Drew.
I'll do a combo
and
in Lake U.
We'll be back with Sugar Ray after this. Buddy, love line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Next week, Tony Hawk's in here, Taproot's in here, Kelly Slater, Robert Englund, Freddie. No, he's not Freddie. Yeah, he is Freddie.
He is.
What kind of name? You know, Freddie's taking on Jason.
What's that about?
Why doesn't Seth just take on Brad? You know, what kind of pussy names are those? And what happened to like Spike and Duke and stuff? Like, if you knew Freddie and Jason were waiting for you in the alley, you'd be like, oh, kick those pussies' asses on my way to the car. Yeah.
Those guys don't die, though, man.
I guess it's like Smuckers, though. Like, with a name like Jason, you got to be badass,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, really.
Poor name Sue.
What about Freddie? I mean, Freddie Mercury.
I know.
Come on, Mickey.
Mother. All right.
Where are we going with this?
Yeah, where are we going? Sugar Ray is here tonight. The new CD is called In the Pursuit of Leisure.
Indeed.
We got Craig and Mark here from the band, and we got to get back to the phones and speak to Kathy. Kathy?
Kathy.
Kathy.
Yeah.
It's already pissed.
Yeah. What did I say?
I'm not pissed, Kathy. I promise.
All right. What's up?
I'm 25. And I've worked at a social club, which is a swingers place.
All right. you just put on 40 pounds in my mind. So.
Yeah, I've been drinking.
Now, what do you do there?
I manage the place and ran the bar. And I've worked there for about 3.5 or 4 years. And I met my husband there, and I got married and everything. But it seems the longer that I've worked there, the less interested in sex that I am.
So how'd you guys meet? You looked across the room. You saw the back of his balls. You said, who's that mysterious stranger?
That's exactly how it happened.
No. Oh, that's nice, Kathy. That's nice.
Great.
You can define a man by his balls.
Well, a lot of women look at the front, but they don't often get a chance to see the back
first,
of the sack.
First thing.
They don't see.
It doesn't get any worse than
time.
That.
They don't see the leather. You know what I mean?
That's right. No, that's right.
I envision like swingers clubs. Every guy looks like the East German soccer team in '77.
Or Randy West. You know what I mean?
Like Randy West, old ass surfer with a wooden surfboard.
Yeah,
that works in a million ways, doesn't it?
I just can't argue with it because it's the truth. But
it is, because I was getting horny and now I'm bummed.
So now you met your husband there.
Well, he was the DJ.
Was he playing Foghat?
No, we actually played pretty good music.
April Wine,
like
Frank Mahogany.
All right, so he was he's DJing over there.
Uh-huh, cutting it up.
Right.
And is it sort of strip club DJ, or is he, what do you got to do over there?
Yeah, is
now,
he naked?
He plays music for people to
pump to.
He must play, it's like one side of Led Zeppelin 4 and get in the mix, you know? It's free-for-all.
Wait, hey, we played a lot of Sugar Ray.
Hey,
yeah.
That'll end the party.
Hey, listen, ASCAP should be, you should get a taste of that.
Who's ASCAP?
You should get a piece of that. They play Sugar Ray on the radio. You get a little something. They played at a sporting event.
You go to that club, you're going to get a piece regardless.
But these songs are made for swingers, so, I mean, I appreciate it.
So you were, you're tending bar. He's
tending balls.
He's playing. And now, is he getting involved in the mix over there, pardon the pun?
When we first started our relationship, he was really, like, wanting me to do that stuff, and I gave in a little bit. We tried a few things, but as time wore on, it's just, there's nothing interesting to me at all about sex.
Does that mean you couldn't recover from seeing him like, bang another chick or something? Is that what that means?
No,
because, you know what, that's happened to me before. You're like, is that cool? Is it cool? You get a little drunk. Next day you wake up, you're like, oh, God, what happened?
Right.
Actually, it's not to the point.
You know what I mean, Dr. Drew?
It doesn't matter at all.
I don't know. I think you're hurt by it. You know, you're hurt by love.
You're hurt by love.
Yeah, I am. You are. We all are.
Are you? Do you dissociate in other ways? Do you have a history of sort of, you know, about dissociating?
I don't really know, to tell you the truth, because I don't really have any feelings about it.
Are you a trauma survivor?
I don't think so.
All right.
Because to be able to sort of disconnect from your sexual feelings, is what I'm talking about.
All right. Well, listen.
Or maybe you're just desensitized by all
you,
of this.
You want to get out of there? You want to get out of the marriage? You want to get out of the club? What do you want to do?
No, I mean, I'm happy in my marriage, except that there's no sex.
Swingers and there's no
maybe
sex.
Maybe she just wants to see a movie.
She's 25. That's not normal, 25.
She sounds like she's in her 40s.
Yeah, she sounds like Janis Joplin.
But and bartending in a swingers club is like being a nurse in NAM, you know? It's like those 2 years really age you, you know?
What you see if you're a DJ?
A lot of seven-year-olds. It's worse than like being
she's
a
bartenderess.
Cowboy
no,
to
but the,
wine.
But the DJ, what does that guy see?
Well, we don't serve view. Alcohol, so it's, I mean, the people aren't drunk. They're just naked and jerking off. And
that makes it even weirder to me, to tell the truth.
Exactly.
You know, that's tough. Yeah. Let's have a swing and no booze. Great.
At some point, really, that's got to deplete your spiritual self.
And
if nothing else. I mean, forget the psychological terms and the trauma history and the interpersonal issues. At a certain point, your spirit is sort of broken by this, don't you think?
But not everybody's striving for that spirituality.
No,
though.
But I mean, you're depleted. You're empty. You are the person that sits
she
around and watches
no
people
future.
Jacking
you
off.
You become the person you hate.
Yeah.
Well, I think personally that it's worse than being a stripper.
What's that, Kathy? What?
In my opinion, it's worse than being a stripper. You have to be perfect every night.
At least you're getting paid stripping, right?
Yeah. I know. I mean, okay, so why don't you get out of that environment?
Yeah, you may
and
just
see
be,
what
you
happens.
May be starting, you may have some issues with men that this is just reinforcing, and you're starting to hate men on some level and disconnect from those feelings. And you may be, like I said, just sort of being depleted by this experience. I mean, can you see how that'd be so depleting? You become the person.
If every guy looks like Randy West.
I mean if you worked in a concentration camp.
You know
right,
what Randy West
you.
Looks like?
He's Randy West.
He would be laughing. He looks like your woodshop teacher that surfed in high school.
He's like that guy.
Well, he's 45.
He's like that guy who was really dumb in junior high, but you were scared of him because you thought he could kick your ass, but you still wanted to make fun of him, but you weren't sure if he was going to snap and beat
and
on
he's
him.
He's got a shag mullet.
He has like a frolic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a tube, like the worst of both hair combos, like a fro mullet.
Shag/mullet.org.com.
I guess when it's a shaglet. It's horrible.
A shullet.
I guess when the back of a ball becomes passe, let's move on. Try horse racing.
Yeah, and here's the other thing, too. Nothing more than more depressing than being a bartender at a place that doesn't serve booze. Do you want me to freshen up that orange whip for you?
Do you want a Pepsi twist or what?
It's an old rules fest.
And then the tipping always sucks when you're serving. So you're a soda jerk.
But she's probably showing a boob, so I'll pay double for a
Coke. Yeah, but she's also used as a sexual object to sort of...
At a swingers club?
Well, no, she said she has to look perfect. It's like being a stripper, she said.
Yeah, guys are jerking off. You got to look good.
Right, she's like one of the sort of... She's the... sort of the...
Plus, too, if, you know, if everyone... comes at once and it gets into the ventilation system, and before you know it, it's like the fire sprinklers went off.
That's
very pearly.
That's right. Someone put an M80 in a big thing of joy. You know what I mean?
Pearls.
Like someone took one of those Smart and Final Irish size of ivory and put an M80 in it and just blew it up in the middle of the room.
One of those cost plus mayonnaise jars.
That's
and just
right.
Made it.
M200, put it right in the center of the room, turn the ceiling fan on high, and just blew it off. That's what every day is like.
I'm getting horny over here.
Yeah. You see why she's been depleted?
My pearl's freaking out.
All right, let's take a little break. Sugar Ray in studio tonight. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Mark and Craig both here from Sugar Ray.
Woo!
In the Pursuit of Leisure is the name of the new CD, and we're going to hear something else off of that CD in this this segment here.
I like the Justin Timberwolf on the bumper there.
Dustin Timberwolf, man. Dustin.
Whatever.
Right. Oh, that's the bumper.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they call in the biz.
Here's how much I know about radio. When Mark said bumper, I was thinking of a car, and I wasn't sure what he was talking about. Like, is there some stickers that said Dustin Timberwolf?
They're called music beds, too.
Yeah,
music beds. Now, really? Say I think of a bed. Yeah. And then picture I show you a bed with a note.
I wonder if
someone
might start napping. He might start masturbating.
Hey, Anderson. Remember last night you're playing David Allen career? And you're doing it. David was on the show and did a little simulation of his lovemaking.
He is so funny.
He likes a little rough trade, but then he gets tired from it. But wait, hold on.
No, I got to find it again.
I know. Anderson, I'll yell at Drew. Drew, he got to go get this stuff.
No, I know.
Listen to this.
It's going to be
about 5 minutes.
I'm telling Mark, just listen to what he's saying. Listen to what I'm saying.
Hey, I got something for Drew to listen to, though. It's going to blow his mind.
Oh, really? That's a bad
one. Do I really want to hear it on the air?
But hey, yes. Anderson, here's the only reason I want to hear this again tonight is because I want to hear it. Because the last time the volume was too low, we couldn't hear it. And I want to enjoy myself on this show.
I'll make it happen. It'll be great.
All right, can you blow Drew's mind? Do you have whatever it is?
It's going to blow, especially Drew's, but everybody's watched. Ready?
All right.
A little Dutch bus.
Yeah.
Oh. I need the words to this.
There are no words.
I need the words.
Right here.
What's his name? Frankie Smith?
Yeah, I don't know who this is.
Some of this is sounding remarkably like Bill Cosby singing to his own stuff.
Get some braggins and some bros and
some an old soul classic.
It really is. I want you to continue
right
to play this.
This is your song.
Missy Elliott used this.
It's Drew's song.
This is it.
Chris got to get his lyric sheet out.
He's getting like a dictionary trying to define it.
Oh, my God.
What
was this?
What is going on?
There's a lyrical sheet for what we just heard.
Yeah!
Dr. Drew is very herbal, man.
Good.
Yeah.
He's drinking at the break.
What is this?
It's called Double Dutch Bus.
It's Frankie Smith.
Frankie Smith, and I was right when I said Frankie Smith. And there's a radical Hollywood mystery about that song because he got ripped off, and the guy that financed him murdered someone, blah, 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 allegedly. But it's a really interesting story.
What is that song from?
It's from the 80s.
81 or 82.
And so Missy Elliott just took a piece of that? Or she actually
sampled some of it.
Sampled it, yeah.
Pig Latin in the house. But, you know, and he used to come out. He was Charlie Wilson before Charlie Wilson. Cowboy hats.
And we know what the words mean?
Yeah.
If it's Pig Latin, then that means he could have said a bunch of things.
Yeah.
Let me see what that
Pig Latin.
Yeah, it is.
Pig Latin ends in A-Y.
Oh, not this. You're talking about
You can't break it down and give it barriers, man. It's different, you know. It's like
it's Ebonics.
Yeah, it's Ebonically correct.
Let me talk to Nick Latin.
There you go.
Way to go, man.
There you go.
We're all offended.
All right, I'm sorry.
Slap, come on, kick his ass.
Yeah. I was just kidding.
Nation Islam.
Unacceptable.
That's its own
there's
thing.
Different, there's different, very, very different terms.
But Frankie Smith.
I can speak on it.
Frankie Smith, man, he deserves.
I want somebody to translate that for me.
I will right
Drew,
now.
Drew, it doesn't mean anything.
These guys seem to know that
it does mean something.
It could be wrong. The interpretation could be wrong.
It can't be
your guys' interpretation would be wrong, right?
Well, the spelling on this is wrong.
The spelling is killing me right now.
It's phonetic.
That came off some website.
Oh, really?
Missy Elliott.
Z.
That's just ridiculous.
Remember that? You know?
That's ridiculous.
You know something. Yeah. We can't even bring it. You cannot translate on the radio.
Okay.
Why?
Because it's dirty.
It's dirty.
Oh.
Why?
Why do you do Pig Latin on the radio if it's not dirty?
Come on, Drew.
You do Pig Latin
you're
when
a
you
doctor,
wanna,
Drew.
I may be urban, but I'm a nerd. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what that means. It's a word salad, man.
I grow weary of you now, Drew. Let's move forward.
Fair enough.
All right.
Your dialogue has made me tired.
I got your
Rachel?
Bag.
Yeah. Oh, he's got the DAG thing.
We got DAG now. We got to hear this. And turn us up a little bit, Anderson, because I want to enjoy it tonight. So this is David Alan Greer from a couple nights ago on the show explaining his lovemaking technique.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me. I will give you something to smile about.
Every guy. That's every guy. That's every guy.
That's what it's like. And he's on top of her, too. She can't move.
All right, then.
All right.
Is there anybody funnier than David Alan Greer?
No.
Seriously, no, in a day-to-day situation. No setup, nothing.
No, not just he just scats.
He's a funny guy. Exactly.
Yeah, he is.
He's never funnier than on this show, though.
No, he's great. He's just funny. You know, you meet some comedians, like world-class comedians, and not really funny in a day-to-day situation.
Not
he's
like
funny.
That.
David Spade's funny. Adam Carolla's funny. Dr. Drew's funny.
The only weight I lift is my own, my big fat ass every day when I wake up.
Insane clown posse, funny.
Oh my God. Hey, play that again.
Drew, you know what my sincere dream, my hope is that we can get enough solid drops that
just
we don't have to show
up. Yeah, it'd be great.
Exactly. Yeah,
every
show I just become like Dick Clark stepping out. Remember this one, and then I go back and blow a butt and have a drink and come back 10 minutes later, and who could forget?
Sounds like our job.
Yeah, really.
All right, let's talk to Rachel, who's 23. Rachel.
Yes.
What's up?
Okay. This is going to sound really lame, and I hate when I listen to your show and people ask the stupidest questions, so I'm going to try really hard to make it make sense.
Okay. All right, we appreciate that.
Get to the point.
I just started back into the adult industry basically a month ago, and one of the more recent things that I did, I know you guys talked to Ginger a while ago, it was having to do with her new movie, and so that's going to be pretty big time. And I've kind of been in and out of the industry off and on since I was 19, but never really full-fledged doing something that's going to be so out there with so much publicity. Mm-hmm. And like a month and a half ago, I met this guy and through a friend and whatnot, and he's really sweet and nice, and he knows about the porn, and we haven't watched any of my movies yet because I don't know which one I want him to see yet. But we've only slept together once in the entire time that we've been hanging out because he doesn't want to have it be just another, I can't use that one word, but he doesn't want it to just be that. And I've never had a sexual relationship that wasn't basically just that in itself. You know what I mean? And he wants to make love, I'm assuming, and I'm a little...
No, we don't trust this guy.
Well, why did he sleep with you the one time?
Well, I think part of the thing is he's only slept with his two other girlfriends. Yeah. Like, that he's only had sex in relationships, and we're not
girlfriends. What happened to those relationships?
Well, I guess he just got sick of the girls, and the more recent girlfriend that he broke up with is because he wants to start focusing more on his music and
dating
stuff.
Porn.
Oh, what does he do for a living?
He right now he's a telemarketer.
Right now.
Yeah.
He's
a musician.
That's what right
of course
now.
He's out of a gig. Hey, Rachel. And you know, it's weird. It's like that. The sort of pecking order is out of work musician can have porn stars, and then working musician moves up to actual celebrities.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
But
Thank God for that. Just
being in a band will get you a porn star. You don't have
that's
to be making
not
a living.
I mean, honest, like, I've never had anyone that's as understanding as he is. Most of the guys I've never had a.
But listen, you haven't gotten into it. You're not having a real relationship yet. You guys are just sort of dancing around the relationship maypole, which is right off U Lake.
Did you hear?
You can't miss it.
You're
U Lake.
You're right.
Yeah. Did you hear Tracy Lords in here the other night talking about her issues?
I don't want to hear about her. No.
Jealous?
Go ahead.
Okay, but listen.
Why wouldn't you want to hear about her? She might have some insight for you.
What? Rachel, you don't want to hear about that?
No, tell me.
I was saying that, thing?
Yeah.
No, not, I mean, I don't do drugs when I do my movies. I'm always sober, and so anyone that's going to disrespect the agent that I've worked for or try to ruin, I mean, I know it's not the best of jobs.
Because that's what Dr. Drew was trying to do.
Yeah,
that was my
plan.
Let
me ask you a personal question, and don't take this the wrong way, but you don't do drugs. How do they dilate your rectum?
I don't do anal yet.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
She's a cherry. Do you use drugs to do that?
I don't know. I'm just screwing around.
Wow.
See how serious.
Coming soon. The theater's near you.
They have double anal now and stuff. Like,
they do double anal?
Double anal. Wow.
I don't.
It's a two for one.
You kids are crazy.
I remember my grandfather predicting in 1967 that they would never do double penetration, and they proved him wrong.
He was wrong.
In the early 80s. And then... He, of course, he's passed now.
Double anal
his heart,
is
ridiculous. But then he went on to say that double anal was impossible. And who knows what's next, Ro?
Triple
anal?
Farm animals.
I say double anal with double penetration.
With a Prince video on.
What position is that?
Third base.
I don't know, but when your dork is being used as sort of a doorstop between another dork and a set of balls, does that make you gay at
Isn't
a certain
prison?
Point?
Like, yeah.
How do you enjoy that, man?
Yeah, like, you may be humping a chick, but you're only touching dude parts.
No. You're humping three dudes and a chick.
You're humping a chick that's been lined with dude.
Right.
Yeah.
That's an erasure meet and greet.
And there's a gang of friction. Like,
All right. What are we doing with Rachel?
We don't know.
Drew, get us back.
Rachel.
Take us back.
Yeah. Okay, Rachel, why don't you just get out of the business? Sounds like you got questions about it.
I mean, it doesn't seem like it's good for you. The thing is when I'm not in the business, I feel like a big slut because I'm very... I feel like a dude almost all the time because I always want sex and I don't want.
Did you have
lots of whore?
Where did you?
Yeah, what can I say?
All right, is there bipolar illness in your family? Manic depression?
I think my mom is definitely out there.
Manic depression. So this could
you guys
be part
of a heyday with my past, and so
right, you were sexually abused at some point, right?
Yeah.
How old were you when that happened?
2 and then 17.
Okay. Can you? It's no accident that we knew
had a
that.
Good 15-year run there, though.
Yeah, really?
It's no accident
she
we
was
knew.
Due. She was due.
She got cocky. That's what happened.
So to speak. We know that history was there because of the choices you're making now. And if the choices you're making now somehow were good for those sorts of traumas, we wouldn't be encouraging you to make other choices. The fact is, though.
At the same time, Dr. Like, I. Don't understand, like the male. I don't want to call you guys a species.
The cheetahs will go and tear apart small children too. That's what cheetahs do, but it doesn't mean that. You know what I mean? It's not. There's a reason you do what you do, given your biological makeup.
Hold on,
and it's because of trauma.
Let me handle the news.
Go ahead, please. Do I, please.
No, I don't have one prepared.
No, but give her one.
I'm just saying, tell me when you need one.
I need a point that.
Oh,
that
you end up with cheetahs.
That this is. Comparing a nature of one biological entity versus another has nothing to do with her.
Yeah,
the fact is she was traumatized, she's acting out, and that's that.
That's why. All right, so therapy, quit the porn, and I don't trust this guy necessarily.
Really, you should look into organizations that are used to treating people with sexual compulsions like you have. There's up here in Los Angeles area, there's the Delamo Treatment Center in the South Bay that specializes in this.
We got a good mall up there, too.
We got to go there, man.
Hey, Rachel, you know what a porn star does to her ass before she goes to work?
What?
She drops them off at band practice.
I got to make it light.
All right.
I love those drum rolls.
Sorry, Mom.
She's trying to figure out what movie to watch with this guy. You're not really going to watch one of your movies with this guy, are you?
Seymour Buzz has some cool ones.
If I would do anything, I probably would watch one of my girl movies just because I don't.
Smooth. So would I.
Don't.
Smooth.
My main thing is I kind of gave up on trying to do the happy marriage thing because I've seen so much of that nonsense. And I don't
probably wouldn't work. Yeah, it's a bad idea.
Husband either. So right.
Give us your number. We'll call you and come make everything okay.
Smart to go with the girl movie because
whatever she shows him, he's going to freak out. And just imagine Rachel at 48.
What, watching
just,
that?
No, just imagine where she's headed.
Won't she be burnt out?
She doesn't believe she's ever going to be different than 23 or 25. That's the thing. She doesn't see the road ahead.
Tell that to every guy in the NBA. Forever. Come on.
Wait till she has a kid. Wait till she has a kid. The kid sees the movies.
Shanae?
All right, Greg.
Hi. Actually, I had a question. I was running. Actually, I'm 23, and I've been in a relationship for 2 years. And every time we're having us in a sexual position, like the doggy style, I guess you can say, I always have this weird noise. It sounds like a farting noise, and it's sort of uncomfortable.
It's Queef Latifah, man.
Queef Latifah.
No,
I like Mark. He can't contain himself.
Fart. Simple rule. Farts
yeah,
equal
exactly.
funny.
That's how it sounds. And I'm wondering why I do that or why that happens.
Isn't it air getting in there, Dr.
Yeah,
Drew?
That's it. That's it. That's
it's just funny. And
you got to tighten up those muscles, girl.
No, no. It's just the position you're in that lets the air get through.
What, can she do piston. Any other Kegel exercises
no,
she can
no,
do
no,
to
no,
make
no,
that
no,
crack?
No, 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 no. It's just
anything I can do?
I have a question, Dr. Drew.
Change position.
Does it matter the size of the guy?
Yeah, what about that?
Does a guy make can one guy
so.
Make more air get in than another guy?
No.
What about but also
that.
What about anatomy in the sense that like the more piston the phallus, the more you're going to get with that. You know what I mean? Like
the more
smaller.
Air moves.
Yeah, like okay. like if you got the big mushroom head and you got like the skinny shaft holding up the mushroom. You know, some guys look like a beach umbrella.
Yeah, right?
Oh my and
God.
You do that, you're really going to move
think,
a lot
yeah.
of air.
You would
but,
think. Yeah.
But doggy style, you're very vulnerable.
That's
I mean, there's
true.
A lot of stuff flying in there at that point.
And it's in a position where if you just get in that position, people hear a fart.
Yeah, exactly. Or you just want
you become a human exhaust pipe.
And yeah. you know what? Maybe there is a fart. It might be a legit fart and then a down low fart.
Yeah.
Queef Latifah.
It just makes me uncomfortable because it's like maybe I'm
I would imagine.
Like, have an orgasm and then that happens is like it completely ruins.
Yeah,
the
farts
mood.
Do not equal orgasms.
But that guy might think he's like winning too. He might think he's tearing some stuff
yeah,
up.
Yeah, guys do not care.
Guys
no,
are like,
but,
yeah.
No, but you're trying to keep your game face.
Yeah, they
up.
Might crack up.
As long as they knock my beer off, you know, I won't care.
If you're a guy, you know it's cracking when you hear that.
What would be like an exercise that I could do in order
no,
to.
No, I don't.
Do
you
that.
Could try the game exercise. I don't think anything.
Power missionary?
Now, you got to crank up the stairs. Area.
Yeah.
That's about it. That's the only. It's only defense for yeah. this kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, best noise
it.
Ever.
Yeah. Change
that.
Positions.
All right.
You hear Craig likes it. Yeah, no, Craig really is
yeah,
into
to
it.
To him,
he
it's,
don't
it's,
like
queefs. It's the sound of progress, right?
It means you're bearing the hatchet.
It's pride.
Yeah. You know you're getting laid when you're hearing him.
You're like, yeah. What is there, Braveheart in this thing? Come on.
Yeah. All right, let's hear a little something from Sugar Ray.
Oh.
How about that?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We'll get our bearings. This is off the new CD in the Pursuit of Leisure, and this one is called Blues from a Gun.
Never I turn around, I'm lost.
There's another good one from Sugar Ray.
Woo!
We're in studio with Craig and Mark. In the Pursuit of Leisure is the name of the CD. And if you want to know anything about that or anything else about Sugar Ray, you can just go to www.sugarray.com and do that. We love Sugar Ray.
Thanks, man.
We love being here.
Well, we love having you here. Well, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after
these
this.
These messages.
Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Next week, Robert Englund's going to be in here. Freddie of, well, you know the movies. Kelly Slater, Surfer's going to be in here. Taproot's going to be in here. Tony Hawk's going to be in here. And Joe Rogan's going to be in here. So full plate tonight. Sugar Ray, Mark and Craig both here.
Yeah.
Always good to see these guys. It's been too long. It's been like 3 years or something.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the thing.
Wow. Good to be back, man.
Well, you come back anytime you like.
You got it.
New CD in the Pursuit of Leisure and Drew.
Mm-hmm.
You ready to go, everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Brevity's the soul of wit, Drew. Mm-hmm. Drew does more grunting and pointing than anyone on the radio.
Lactators.
It's knowledge. It's knowledge.
Like them laters.
Amy?
Yeah?
You're 20?
Yeah.
What's up?
Last week, me and my boyfriend are actually listening to Loveline, and it came up about a girl being molested when she was young, and it came out that when I was younger, I was molested by my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's really pressuring me about going to the police about it or going to
your
somebody.
Brother, your boyfriend is?
My boyfriend, yeah.
Right. How long ago did this happen?
How long ago did it happen to me?
Yes.
When I was like 7 and 8.
Mm. Has your brother been in trouble since then?
No, no one knows.
No one knows. He's perfectly a regular citizen, going to school.
Yeah, just he has his family now.
Oof.
He's older than me.
Yeah. How much older is he?
7 years.
Oh, 7 years. Okay, so now this is extra super creepy. I mean, you know, 8-year-old brother diddling 7-year-old sisters, good and creepy enough, but 14-year-old brother diddling 7-year-old sisters.
That's wrong, right?
That's not in all cultures, and we can't judge. We cannot judge.
Yanomamo say it's okay.
But here it is, yes, and we will judge and say that is wrong. And now it worries us a little bit because this guy's got a family.
Well...
What do you do about that?
What would you say about that?
What happens to his family?
What happens to anybody?
You want to try to help the kids that are his kids now, decrease the risk that they're going to be exposed to this stuff.
I just felt that if
the possibility of prosecuting this and whatnot is essentially zero. I mean, you can't. What can you prove? It's his versus hers now. But I do think you need to take some action. You might want to call the Department of Social Services in your area and just tell them your story and ask for advice. You don't have to say who you are and where you're calling from yet, but they may have some specific recommendations for you.
How many times did he do this to you?
It went on for probably about 2 years.
Oh, really? So he was like 16 at the time it stopped?
He was in high school.
And you were how old?
I was 7 and 8.
Started 7, 8, 9.
How old are his kids now?
His kids are young. Mm-hmm.
Not ripe yet.
Are there girls?
A couple more years.
No, they're both boys. Well, one's not really his. It's his girlfriend.
One's his girlfriend's? Oh. Mm. Well, I was going to say that could be game on, but if he's going at his own sister, I think nothing's out of bounds. What? I know this is going to sound little probing, but did he have sex with you?
No, it started off just kind of like, you know, games, sort of.
Right.
Like messing around. Oh, if you lose, you got to take your clothes off, and it kind of progressed over time to trying to have sex. But, you know, as a little girl, it didn't really work.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, the notion of a 16-year-old attempting to have intercourse with his 8- or 9-year-old sister is, you know, profoundly disturbed. Like, what does this guy do? Is he a publicist? That's the only thing I can think of.
Jesus.
He's got to be a publicist, right?
Let me own that.
It's
ridiculous.
All right. What's he do? Is he swing a hammer? Some form of construction?
Yeah.
He did.
What's he do?
He does plumbing.
Oh, does plumbing. Huh? He's in the trades. All right. Yeah, so I think...
Let me ask you guys something. How do you, literally, I mean, what
you got to worry
do?
About the kids. I think you got to worry about his kids and
what about her parents?
That's the reason I don't want to go for it, because I don't think that he would do that to his own kids. And I feel like now it would cause so much problem with his family.
There's always secrets in families where there's problems like this, where there's pathology like this. And the secrets tend to be some of the most destructive impulses. So, look. Call social services and ask for some directions.
Well, what about, I got a couple more questions. What about this? I know it doesn't sound like great advice, but what if she sat him down and said, look, I know what you did. You know what I did. I'm not going to call the cops. I'm not interested in any of that. I am worried about your kids.
Right.
You got about the next 20 minutes to convince me that you haven't been or aren't planning on doing that with your kids. And if I'm satisfied, I'm not going to call. I'm not going to pick up the phone. But
don't you think he would just deny that?
Yeah,
never
I don't.
Like, he would
I
never
think,
cop
I think
to
he's
it.
Got. He's got to say.
I think he'd kill her. Probably.
He's got to admit to being in some kind of treatment. Somebody else has to watch them.
What's that?
The whole situation with that, I think, is kind of settled. There is that mutual understanding that he knows that I know, and I think
right.
He's,
all right, but what if you did what I just said? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I agree. I think he would probably just deny it, even if he did think it. But I don't think that he would.
No, no, I'm not saying he's already not denying the part that he did that with you, is he?
No, it was never really come up.
Yeah, how does she know? I mean, it's not like they talk about it. Hey,
well, you said it was
Happy
a
Thanksgiving.
Sort of a,
remember,
it was
remember a couple
a,
years ago?
McGeesh.
It was a, you said he there was an understanding, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you two were alone in a room, would he know, would he cop to it?
I'm sure that he wouldn't be able to deny it.
Okay.
It's something no. that I vividly remember.
And what about your parents? What was their involvement here?
They don't know. It was more like when they would go and he would be babysitting me or something.
All right. So what do you feel? You think she should alert the parents?
What could that do, though?
Are your parents that screwed up?
Well, me and him have different fathers. Mm. And his father lives far away, a couple of states away.
Oh, okay. All right. You know, it's perfect, by the way. His kids have two different fathers now, too, and one of them's probably out of state, right?
Yeah.
That's the beauty of life, by the way. That's why I wonder why anyone ever questions us when we just talk about repetitive patterns, you know?
Cycle of life.
Yes, you just do, and I'm sure somebody... Now, here's what we don't want. We don't want the cycle to continue on these kids, and I'm not so sure that it's not.
But how do you blow the whistle, though? Yeah, I mean, you get,
I agree.
I mean, to have the balls to do that.
I think you got to call social services.
Yeah, if the police, I don't think you're going to be able to do anything.
Yeah, what is social services going to do?
They're going to give her some advice. And
maybe some advice she won't take. I mean, that's what we're talking about.
It's a matter of getting him to some sort of treatment.
He's not going, Dr. Drew.
I'll tell you.
I mean, what do you want? I mean, this is the reality.
If she knows that she'll blow the whistle, maybe.
She won't, though.
But if he's the creepy dude, then, I mean, you got to protect the kids.
He is a creepy dude.
No, I'm saying. So it's like... She can't really do anything.
It's such a
but try to protect the kids.
All right, but here's the point. You make a phone call to somebody who knows what to do.
Right.
And I think social services is probably the best place.
Yeah.
Although,
Child Protective Services.
I say she needs a $500 in a Soldier of Fortune magazine. If you go to the back pages, Drew, you can take care of these things.
No
phone calls,
make
no
that
nothing.
Call first. That's more anonymous.
Exactly. That's right. All right. Drew, you're with me on just sort of quiet snuffing, right? Drifter blows into town.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the brother's missing. They find him in the septic tank he was working on 8 years later.
No one gets
Society's
hurt.
Better for the kids grow up. Ah, they miss him
she
for 10 minutes.
She takes the kids, they have a better family.
Right.
Secrets buried in the past, in the dirt.
That's
guys
right.
Floating in the river.
That's why we do the show.
You guys are whacked.
Frank?
You're a part of it.
Yeah.
Frank, you're 25. What's up?
I'm 25. I've been married for about 3 years, almost 3 years. And my wife, she's talking about getting a breast implant.
Yeah. Right?
So I told her, you know, you get breast implants, I get a penis enlargement.
Oh, right.
So she said.
Because when you get into the TFing, you want to be able to keep up with the Joneses.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
I mean, we were threatening with plastic surgery. That's
they got
that's
the butt implants now. You get a J-Lo butt for like $2,000.
You're trying to muster that pearl necklace and you don't need your dork dwarfed by these new balloons. You know, there's nothing that looks worse.
Frank, what is your question?
Well, I want to know, like, what's the, like, pros?
Drew, you ever have your dork dwarfed? It's not pleasant.
Not a happy experience, huh?
No, it does not feel good.
Only get dwarfed.
That's nothing for your self-esteem.
That's right, Adam. That's why you always take that snow globe with the little village in it.
That's what I do. And I do it, and I'm like, oh, the giant dork's going to crush the city. No, we just rebuilt. No. Take that. Take that, Whoville. Yeah.
Oh,
makes my
God.
Penis seem huge.
Right.
Huge. Casts a shadow over the whole snow globe.
We all
do that.
The
whole city in the snow globe. Oh.
You know, the other thing I do, too, once in a while is I'll bounce a couple mirrors so I can get it into my eyesight, and then I'll have it. You know when you lie on the ground, you see a jet plane flying over? And you go, my dork, I can't even see that 747. My dork is so big. It's completely blocking it out. Look, it blocked out part of the sun. It's as big as half the sun.
Till those balloons show up.
All right. Frank?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So,
what was your question exactly?
Well, I want to know, like, what's the pros and cons about my site? Because we did some, research, and we've seen some pictures about how it goes wrong. And there's scars above the, you know, hairline and all that, so.
Yeah. Hairline?
You're talking about his extension.
I was going to say. What, she got a beard?
She said hairline, though.
You want the boobs bigger than the beard, trust that.
What is your wife now? She's a C-cup?
Well, no, she's actually like a C-34, but we have two kids, so they're like hanging.
That's cool.
On
that's
the down low.
No, that's good.
On the DL.
Well, we want to fix them up a little bit.
She wants to bring them up. All right.
Yeah, bring them up and, you know. So I was thinking maybe she says no, and this way, you know, none of us get nothing, but she said yes, so now I'm pretty much stuck, and now I have to do it.
You don't have to do it.
Yeah. What's wrong with yours, man?
He's a man of his word. Eh?
Is she complaining about your schwanz?
Well, we have two kids, you know. She had it natural, so, you know.
Is she complaining about it?
She had them natural, Drew.
Is she complaining about it?
It's not really that she's complaining, but she says, well, there's nothing wrong with you getting bigger, you know?
Well, then she's complaining about it.
Well, he's threatening. Well, no.
It's like
here's
throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
It might be small, but it's not broken, right?
She's calling his bluff.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah. All right, so.
Just don't.
It sounds healthy all over the place, though, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Frank?
Focus on being parents. You're 25, you have two kids, for God's sake.
Get a boat.
Get them both?
Yeah, here's what you need to do. First off, how much disposable income do you have at 25 where you can just get plastic surgery for the entire family?
Well, I work for a good company, and I make pretty good money, so.
All right.
Would not pay $10, though, for a copay for an pneumonia.
Okay, pretty good money. I'm going
35?
Under 15 grand an hour.
Is that bad?
I'm going like 13.79 an hour.
To get a new ding-dong?
Yeah, I don't think that's enough. Let me see what good money. Frank, what's good money? How much an hour?
Well, for everything, I believe they were telling me it's about $4,000.
No, you.
How much an hour are you making?
I'm making $25 an hour.
Ooh, that's Jesus, nice. That's good money. Have your balls done too.
Tuck those things up, man.
All right,
Your balls are hanging like a donkey.
Like, your wife wants to do it because something happened to her after the childbirth. She's not feeling confident. Fine.
Yeah,
that's fine. But you don't have to do it, and you can save that money for your kids' braces.
Save money, you get the boobs, kick it.
Yeah, because your kid's like, sorry about your teeth, Junior, but Daddy needed to squeeze a couple inches out of his dork. Yeah. All right, listen, hindsight's 20/20. Let's not live in the past. Important thing is Daddy has a huge
kid's
penis.
Kid's starving, but a dad's packing.
Yeah, really. You can't play soccer this year, but check out my pee-pee.
I got you one cleat. So that should be your plant foot, by the way.
One cleat.
One cleat.
All right. We're going to take a little break. Drew, what's the matter? We got to take a break.
Yeah, I need a break.
Sugar Ray in the hizzy, right, Drew?
For Chizzy.
For cheese.
We'll be back. It's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Craig and Mark here from Sugar Ray.
Yeah, baby.
Ow! In the Pursuit of Leisure, name of the CD, and it is out. You can find it in stores as we speak, or you can go to www.sugarray.com. Was getting .sugarray.com hard to get? It would seem like...
Didn't we have to buy it back from somebody? Like, they owned it, or was that something else? Was that, like, your thing? Like, they own your name?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I would hope it would be, but I don't think it was. I think it was available. That's the scary thing. We just got it yesterday, too, so we're very excited about it.
Drew, you got your name?
No, I don't anymore. I don't have
you
it
really
anymore.
Don't?
No, after
that,
all...
That yeah. sucks.
You had it, and then what happened?
Somebody else owns it, and it got sold, and it got sold, and it got sold.
Oh, really?
You got to buy it every year. Yeah.
No. That thing you did the concert for, remember?
Yeah.
That was when I was part of a company that owned that, and they sold to Dr. Coop, and then they sold to somebody else, and then they sold
did you get a piece?
They have these guys that buy them, and they try to, like, whore you out.
No,
like,
I didn't. That was money from the whole thing just got completely trashed.
I had a guy buy my name and
imploded.
See, what I did is I just made a porn site for my name to begin with, so no matter what, it just becomes a porn site. So it's a bummer for everybody. That's not funny.
Anna?
Yeah.
Anna, you're on five.
You're actually on three. You're 21. Not a bad. Odd number.
On hold for a while.
Oh, been on hold for 120 minutes.
I've been on hold for a very long time.
Yeah. You actually called before the show started, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Hold her, Luke. I held her for you.
What's going on?
What?
Okay, so I've had a few sexual partners, and...
Love you.
The only time I could orgasm before is when the guy went down on me, or occasionally if I was on top. But with my most recent boyfriend, I orgasm every single time we have sex.
All right.
Is he really cute?
That's tragic.
Yeah, he's cute.
All right. So what's the problem?
All right.
I'm just asking. I don't know if it's...
2 hours.
Well, for one thing...
I think this guy's bringing it from the hip. That's what it is.
Well, for one thing, you're older.
Yeah.
And sort of things 21. Kind of start to hook. Around 21, 24, things start to fit together.
It's like a baseball, man. It gets broken in. It really starts working. You oil it up.
That's number one.
Park the car on it.
Number two, you're really into this guy, right?
Yeah.
That helps. Number three, is there some technique you've sort of developed, like on top or something?
She gets on top. Yeah. She rubs the button there.
No matter.
But she said,
it's new.
Is he doing something or are you doing something?
Is he crooked?
Crooked?
Is he doing something or are you doing something that you've learned how to do?
I don't think so. I mean, we're young people. We don't.
Okay. Well, then there's your answer, honey.
Maybe he's got skills.
Drew's instincts are always right on. The ones who are on hold for 120 minutes, if you read the screen, doesn't look any different than any of the other ones, but they always have no personality. And Drew knows. How do you know, Drew?
I don't know. I just have an instinct about what you shouldn't be getting to.
It's because 2 hours later.
The people...
But you know what? How about a great
the reason
call?
For that?
She's happy.
There's a reason that...
I think Anderson brings up a point, which is they've been in purgatory for 2 hours, and then it's like, go... And they're half asleep. They're like deer in the headlights. You know what I mean? Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. What the hell?
We'll have to do an experiment. Take a bunch of calls I don't want to take up front.
Right.
See if I'm right.
Aaron?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
You're 17?
Yeah, what's up? First of all, I want to say, Adam and Drew, you guys have been the most reliable friends I've had for the past 4 years, and you've saved my ass 1,000 times over. Thank you for that.
I agree.
Thanks. That's only 30.
What's up? 17.
Yeah.
I had a question for Mark. The last time that ICP was on Loveline, they brought up a story about Violent J almost getting laid by Pam Anderson if it hadn't been for Mark. And I was wondering if Mark remembered that and if he had a take on it at all.
Yeah, what happened with that?
You know, it's all true. You know what I mean? If it wasn't for me, he would have made love to Pam Anderson. Come on. You know what I mean? I actually love those guys a lot. I'm a huge fan of those guys. And we hung out one night at Crazy Girls, which is a gentleman's club out here in Los Angeles. And hilarity ensued. So much love to ICP and much love to their fans.
All right. I think better for guys like Violent J to think that somebody stood in the way of their penis and Pam Anderson's vagina rather than the reality of what would have happened 5 minutes later.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
You don't know with Pam, do you?
Keep hope alive.
I think about it.
Pam's a great girl. Butthole, man.
All right.
Hey, that's not cool, man.
She's a dynamite lady.
No, she's really cool, Bob Kid Rock, respect for him too as well. But I've hung out with the ICP guys at Crazy Girls. We had some fun, and you know, when you drink beer and you look at naked girls, stories ensue, things happen, and people enjoy themselves.
All right, so
you know, there's nothing more to say than that.
So we're going after we leave here.
Yeah, Crazy Girls tonight.
Rennie, Or Renee? What is that? Renee. That'd be Renee,
Renee,
right?
Renee.
Really?
There's no place to put the accent there, but it's Renee.
Oh, okay. Renee?
Hi.
Hey, what's up? You're 19.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Hey, 19.
Way to go. Hey, yeah. That never works on anybody.
She doesn't know Steely Dan.
I wasn't talking about Steely Dan. I'm talking about Good Charlotte.
Oh, really?
No, I'm kidding you.
I'm burned good.
Renee.
What's up, Renee?
Hey, not much.
Hey, all right, what do you want?
What are you wearing? What do you eat tonight for dinner?
Chinese.
Good night.
All right, I'm going to hang up on you. Got to ask your question.
Okay, I'm getting my clit pierced tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, please. We'll take two.
Right?
What, Drew? You never had a clit pierced before?
I love your reaction.
He had his hood done, but he never actually had it.
Clitoral hood or the clit itself?
The clitoral piercing and the queef, and Mark is like is on the ceiling.
Just because it's the stuff we know about, if we can talk about it.
Clits, farts, piercing, I'm in.
Queefs.
So, are you sure about this?
I think so. I just want to know if there's any precautions I should take, or if, like, I don't know if there's any
ice?
Reason I shouldn't.
Yeah, what?
Well, you want to see, to check the training of the individual who's
piercing you.
Sticking a spear through your clitoris. Yeah. Make sure he's went to the highest level institution.
Yeah, you go into his office. If you see the plaque that has a guy saying, you want it when? And the guy laughing, holding his belly on the ground. That's how you know it's a reputable piercer, right?
You want to see where his postgraduate training does. You want to make sure the licensing board is up to date, that there's a certification and specialization. Yeah, all those things are highly controlled for somebody sticking a piece of metal through a body part.
Make sure Slayer's Rain and Blood is playing on 10 when you're doing it.
All right.
And it'll be going
and you're
easy.
You're doing the clit, not just the hood, right?
Yeah, the clit.
Mm. All right.
I have heard some cases of people not just getting infected and the usual kinds of risks with that, but becoming desensitized as a result.
Ouch.
Either too sensitive where they like can't wear pants or desensitized where they don't
wear pants. Why would they wear pads?
Pants.
Like pants?
Just the ring rubbing up against pants. It was so uncomfortable.
What happens when you go through Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash, doesn't it?
What happens when you go through the metal detector at the airport?
We asked somebody this the other night, and they said no.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, my nail file must be crushed, by the way. But
my nose clippers, I can't even get through. But the clitoral hood's going through fine.
They put that wand over you. It's going to have to be kind of
Don wand.
Spinal Tap wand.
Hey, Renee, you sure you want to chance this? What if something goes wrong?
I don't know. Well, like, it's going to increase my sexual pleasure, I heard.
No.
So.
It will increase mine for sure.
Or not, or make it a lot worse.
Or bum out every guy that goes down on you.
But 9 out of 10 dentists say yes.
All right, Renee.
Yeah.
I don't know. Does your clit need help? Really? It's not sensitive enough?
Well, I don't know. It's okay, but like my boyfriend wants me to and
Of course he does. But do you want you to?
Yeah.
The clit is a terrible thing to waste.
You're gonna disfigure a body part to make your boyfriend happy.
Yeah. He's gonna be gone in 9 weeks anyway.
Of course.
He'll be in the army in a year or so.
I was thinking about that you want it when thing that they have at businesses sometimes. Yeah. And I'm always amused at the businesses that have the FU placards like up behind the guy. Like he goes, I could do it and it'd take 5 minutes, or you could help. It'll take a half hour. Like those things like where you go, what's your point? A hell of a dry cleaner you're running here. Like you see that in like machine shops and stuff like that. But I just like those, hey, asshole, get away from the counter signs that are all over, like sort of verbally abusive small businesses. Like, really?
What is that about? A mistake on your part does not constitute an emergency on my part.
Right. I love all that. I like that small business thing. Like, I like when they use like a piston for an ashtray. And I like when a business has a dog that sits around and stuff. I like all those touches. I just don't like the real sort of aggressive F you for coming in here thing. And a lot of businesses think it's a great idea. Like, just all over the back.
Being
salted
for being a consumer is always fun, right?
Right. Jeez,
right.
I know, on the other hand, I don't trust the ones with the picture of the eagle either that has some platitude from some Cat Stevens song from 1974 either.
You mean Yusuf Salam.
Yeah, I feel that's compensation. Yeah,
me too.
But I do miss businesses that had junk. Like if it was a muffler shop, they would make a muffler man out of busted mufflers and put them out front. Like some guy, like Rick, would get stoned and he'd get the Healy Arc out and he'd make the muffler dude that they would drag out in front. And also, they used to mount stuff on the roof.
Yeah, lots of stuff on the roof.
They used to just giant guys holding tires and donuts and stuff. Like
that's
used to be
part of the country, though. That's just this part.
You used to be able to count on huge stuff on the roof of places. Yeah. I like it when they take a whole piano or like a gutted car or a sofa or something. Like
hot dog box.
Oh, there's always something they put up there. Yeah,
like a stuffed shark.
Like, yeah, I know. Yeah, I know it says Western Apparel on the outside, but unless I see the 70-foot fiberglass saddle on top, I'm not going to be convinced.
She's like, what?
All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back. Buddy, that's the show. I got a bunch of thanks to give out because it's Thursday and it's the end of the week. First, I want to thank Sugar Ray. I want to thank Mark and Craig for coming in here. Tell everyone to go out and get the Pursuit of Leisure and check out www.sugarray.com. Always great to see these guys.
Thank you guys very much, man. It was a lot of fun.
Always a good time, and let's not make it so far between next time. I want to thank, let's see. Who do we got? We got Lauren for doing a great job. Junior producer Lauren. Producer Ann for putting her feminine stink all over the show. Our new engineer out here at K-Rock.
Assistant engineer.
Unacceptable.
Sorry, Anderson. Michelle for doing a great job. And the magic fingered one, the Liberace of the potentiometers. Engineer Anderson. And, of course, Brian for doing a great job, theoretically, because I haven't seen him all week back at Westwood 2. And so until next time, this is Adam Kroller for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
You need to take a big swim in Lake U.
That's right.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.